Glimpses in Literature. I remember when I was a teenager and didn't know who I was. I remember very well the sufferings of being young. The adolescent years are very hard for all of us. They form us in many ways. I was an ordinary kid in so many ways and am today an ordinary man in many ways. But I remember, as a teenager, I would go to dances like everyone else, race cars illegally on Sunrise Highway like everyone else. I'd get grease on my hands like everyone else. I'd get into car wrecks like everyone else. I'd chase girls like everyone else. But I wasn't like everyone else. I was uniquely myself. And when I got into that corner of trying to understand it all, I would turn to reading. I read a lot of Jack Kerouac, which may surprise you, but he led me to some great places. I read Henry Miller. You may say, oh, Henry Miller is a sex writer. No, he wasn't. He wrote about sex, but all his writings about sex were really leading to questions about existence. I read those books from cover to cover, and I found some things in them that saved me. I remember reading Black Spring during one of my Black Springs. I was living through a Black Spring because of the social engineers attempting to deprive me of my birthright in this country. They deprived me of my right to make a living to give people who were less qualified than me positions I should have been offered. They passed me by because I was a white male. I had to go to literature to survive. It was through literature such as Black Spring that I came to a deeper understanding of my place and time and allowed me to come to where I am today and to achieve what I've achieved today. Hopefully, it will continue to allow me to go forward. I have a few plays left in me. What I came to understand while taking some time off from my show is that when you're as immersed in radio and writing as I am, almost to the point of exhaustion, it takes something out of you. And then when you have that blank time, when you have nothing to do, you realize what it took out of you. It's easy to get caught up in the fervor of work, 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 until you don't even know what you're doing and how hard you're working.